You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Today, we're talking about 5 signs that you're outgrowing your life.
Oh, say it with your chest.
In this age that we're in, and that I think a lot of our audience is in as well, 20s, in and outside of that range.
Honestly, like 18 to 75.
18 to 75, probably. 16 to 75. Pretty much maybe your whole life. I think there are so many things that we're navigating.
You can't spend your whole life outgrowing your whole life.
No, but there are so many things that we're navigating at the same time. Career, friendship, relationships, personal interests, the places we live, routines, that it's probably pretty normal to almost always feel like you're outgrowing certain things in your life, because it doesn't mean like that you're shedding your entire life as it is to something new, but that maybe you're outgrowing different aspects of your life at all different times. And yeah, I think right now, having just graduated college, thinking about what the next chapter is, it's natural. I guess I'm feeling a lot like I'm kind of in this in-between stage, a little bit exhausted about what the phase of life I just finished, but also like really grateful for it and happy about it and wanting to hold on to that a little bit, but also really excited about what's next, but at the same time a little bit unsure about what's next. Like, there's definitely mixed emotions about the past and about the future, and so therefore I'm trying to stay pretty present right now and focus on what's going on right now. But I will say it's coming with a lot of like emotional turmoil, a little bit, like a lot of uncertainty, a lot of kind of frustrations, and a lot of these feelings that I think ultimately I can chalk up to outgrowing a certain phase of my life. And so I want to break down what those signs are and what some of those feelings are, because it can feel in the moment like things are going wrong when you're feeling these things, but ultimately it's that things are going right and they're moving forward. But they might feel a little bit wrong in the moment because things don't feel aligned, things feel frustrating, things don't feel like they're energizing you, and they might be draining you. And so it can come with these kind of negative feelings and emotions in the moment, even though it's this overall positive thing. So talking through these things to kind of alert you to what these signs might be if you're feeling some of these feelings yourself, and it might feel like, oh, what's going wrong, when really something might be going right. So you might discover that throughout this episode.
I would say that currently I'm not in like a, I don't feel like I'm outgrowing my life currently, because I've felt that in previous eras. I mean, obviously we, after 5 years of college, like we ended college, and I feel like that's a big transitionary time. I'd kind of tapped out previously,
yeah,
because I was only doing one class. Like I was working instead. So I feel like I kind of tapped out or skipped that phase. I outgrew it well before, and maybe the like people and lifestyles that a lot of people see as like, oh my god, the end of college means like the end of hanging out with these people, or the end of like going to these certain activities or like places, because if you leave your city, if you leave that lifestyle, like it's a very hard stop type of change. So I feel like that'll hit people hard. I kind of tapped out of that well before, and so I'm chilling now because I kind of already went through these phases of outgrowing, but I can still absolutely relate to past experiences of these 5 signs of outgrowing life, because it happens over and over and over again. I mean, that's kind of the point of life, is that you grow into different phases and then you grow out of them. Like, you're just doing whatever. I think it's good to note that, like, you should be spending a lot of time inside the actual phases. You know, it's not a constant battle of I'm always outgrowing, nothing is for me. And then you just don't actually enjoy anything. Mm-hmm. So these five signs you're outgrowing life shouldn't be your only five, like the only things that are running your life, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. These things should be feelings or experiences that kind of pop up throughout. And maybe it's only one at a time. It's not all five yeah. all the time. It's maybe it's just one in a moment or just the slight feeling of, hey, you know, I'm realizing that maybe it kind of doesn't feel like this is for me anymore, that maybe I've kind of grown out of it and maybe I might want to try something new with, if that's your friends, if that's your lifestyles, if that's, you know, even the, something as big as the career you're in or the place you're living in. These five signs that you're outgrowing life are very important to understand, but it's also really important to understand that when you do feel them, one, to act on them so that you don't stay in them, and two, that they are temporary feelings. Like, you shouldn't be seeking these feelings out and you shouldn't be trying to wallow in them or to stay in them.
Yeah, I was going to use that same word, wallow, which wallow. Is really funny because it's such a random word and we were both thinking it.
Fun word.
Ah! Yeah, but... yeah, these might not necessarily come as overwhelming feelings. I hope that they don't become the overwhelming thing in your life. But I think too, in Catherine's point of her feeling like, yeah, by the time college was over, I feel like I had already outgrown that. I definitely started feeling a lot of these things in my last semester of school. And then particularly like in those final few graduation months where I was like, at my core, I want to celebrate this. I want to be excited about it. I want to spend all the time with my friends who have made my college experience, who, you know, have been my people. I want to, you know, be sad about leaving classes and all of these things. And I'm like, I like want to feel all these things, but I was just continuously having this feeling of being almost like separated from what was going on. Like
dissociating?
I don't know if dissociating might be too serious of a word, but maybe, because I was like, I do at my core feel all of these things, but I'm not in the moment right now that emotional about this. Like, I'm really not feeling like I'm present in this. Like, I feel like I've almost kind of already been processing it through the last semester, that right now, you know, I don't really care about doing all of the, you know, senior celebrating and doing all of the last things, because one, my friends are still going to be my friends. And also, you know, Boston's right around the corner. I'm always still going to have that. And so I kind of just wasn't feeling like I was really present and in the moment in all of these things. And like, I had kind of already moved on. And that kind of leads me to my first point, where you might start feeling at sometimes that like you're showing up, but it feels kind of performative. You feel a little bit like you're on the outside, looking in kind of on your own life.
Sometimes I feel like that kind of sadness and aversion to like the natural growth and natural moving on is performative, or just like scared. People are scared of moving on or scared of accepting these feelings of, hey, maybe I am really growing out of this, or maybe like this isn't for me anymore. Or I mean, I think the bigger reason for this here is people are scared to like accept that something new is for them. Not like, oh, this current thing isn't for me anymore, but like, hey, there's something next for me. Like, there's yeah. something that might better serve me. Even though this maybe it served you 100% for a while, now it's down to like 80%, 75%. But there's something again that will serve you 100%. It's just different. So you're clinging on to that thing that is maybe now only 70% aligned with you, mm-hmm. in fear that like, hey, if I lose this, I'm not going to find that next 100, that different 100% thing. And it doesn't have to be fully 100%. It could be that you completely change your life and then you're like, oh, I'm starting this new thing. It's only feeling 70% right now, but then you get more into it and it's up to 30, and then you get more, or it's up to, then you get more into it and it's up so to 80. This makes sense in my head. And you get into it and then, oh my God, you're back to feeling 100. Because you've accepted that, hey, maybe it's time to either fill spaces in my life with things that are going to be for me, or to completely move on to something that, and it's just so situational for everyone, but you can either take that acknowledgement of, hey, maybe my life doesn't feel 100% aligned with me. And these are long-term things. It's not like, oh, you have a bad day. This is like months and months. That you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I can help get this back to 100%, bring something in or make some changes. But if you don't actually acknowledge these five things that we're talking about and acknowledge that, hey, this is existing in my world and maybe a change would help, you're going to stay in that 70%. You're going to stay 70% yeah. served with your life. And that could even go down. It could fluctuate, go back up. Obviously, if it was meant for you once, like it could so be meant for you again and meant for you long term. But that's not to say that there's more space in your life to bring in other things, other people, other hobbies, other interests that actually are aligned with you and can add and build yeah. on your life.
Yeah, there's so much about trusting your gut and those natural feelings that you have, that when a shift in how you're feeling about something, especially if you maintain that shift and that mindset and these new feelings for a while, there's always truth to it. And so this number one sign that you're outgrowing your life is when something that once felt aligned to you now feels like autopilot. So I would say that that is one definition of the first sign. Another way that you could define it is, you know, you don't feel excited about what used to energize you. I really like this idea of you kind of feel like you're on autopilot, where you're like, you start to feel like you're experiencing something just from the outside, or you're going through the motions. You don't feel as present and as excited in the moment as you used to be about these things. You know, you're still showing up, but it feels a little bit like you're faking some passion or some enthusiasm just to keep going. This could be in your job. This could be in a passion, like a creative passion. This could be in a sport. This could be in routines, people, goals that, you know, once felt really aligned to you, that you now just feel yourself kind of being on the outside of and shifting away from. And, you know, sometimes this might come off to us as feeling like we're lazy or feeling like we're burnt out. And we might blame ourselves for that and kind of beat ourselves up and be like, why do I not have the motivation for this that I once had? This used to be so exciting to me. This used to really, like, I used to jump out of bed so happy for my day to go and do these things that I love, to go play these sports, to go to work. I was so excited in the beginning. This isn't laziness. It's a sign that your identity is evolving, but your environment hasn't evolved with you. Something yeah. that has really served you for a long time. You know, we grow and change so much in our lives that what works for us in one moment might not work for us in the next. So it's, don't take the blame on yourself if you are starting to feel not as excited about something. If you start to feel like you're kind of going into autopilot mode, you're living this from the outside a little bit, you're faking things a little bit more. That doesn't mean that you've become lazy or that you've lost it. It might just be truly a sign that things are changing. Whether you stick it out and that comes back to you because you know at your core, you know, this is something that I love and I think that this is just a hard time or this is just a phase, or whether it's something that you really do want to step away from more permanently or just let naturally outgrow, that is definitely the first sign that I think you might notice is feeling less excited, feeling like you're a little bit more on autopilot. The second sign that you're outgrowing your life is your body reacting before your brain does. Sometimes, a lot of the time, we start to just feel off before we can even place that mentally. You might feel anxious, drained, tense in places where you used to feel fine and you used to like not be uncomfortable at all. You used to not notice these things. You might get more headaches. Your energy might drop. Low energy is so huge. So many phases of life where you're just like not that excited to like get up and do the things in your day, or you wake up feeling more anxious and your energy is low. That happens to me all the time.
That's such a good indicator of this whole topic too, is just if you're going long phases with such low energy, and obviously don't come for me, this could, like, there could be so many reasons why maybe you don't have energy.
I thought this was me once and I actually had mono.
Yeah.
I was like, why do I feel like I'm so depressed and everything is wrong in my life right now? Depressed? And then it's I got an antibody test like months later and they were like, oh, you had mono. And I was like, oh, that's why I was so low energy and sad. Okay, continue.
All right, moving on. Honestly, your energy is such a good indicator of like, if you have things in your life, it's, you should be having things in your life, whether it's a small, minute meal that you're interested in, or like you really like the place you're living or how your room is, or the like one person that you, a new friend that you just met. This thing can change mm-hmm. constantly. Doesn't have to be the same thing that's pushing you forward, but to have something even as small as like, I think I've perfected my coffee order in the morning, and that's what like, I just gets me going. It makes me go to sleep happy. It makes me wake up in the morning and I'm like, yes, let's go. I have the coffee order, or it's your breakfast, or it's like the, some sort of meal you're cooking, or some like nighttime routine, or I like hanging out with this one person, these friends, like whatever it may be, having something, because it doesn't have to be everything. Obviously, everything in your life is not going to be giving you energy every single day, but to have something that you can lean on and trust that it will like keep you going and trust that you can seek it out is so huge and will impact every other area of your life. Because even if, hey, you're not really excited, ecstatic to go to work tomorrow, you're like, you know what? It's fine. Because I got to do this in the morning, my like fun habit. And then I'm going to see these people in the afternoon, or like, I'm going to go walk my dog in the afternoon, and I'm going to go like, my room is clean for me when I get home. And like these small things have such a big impact on the rest of your life to keep you going and to keep you out of this feeling of being completely drained and that nothing is for you.
Yeah.
So to have that small little thing pushing you forward will make you realize that like, you know what? I am good. Or will help you have the energy to make the changes that you need. So in either situation, whether you're feeling good, everything's solid, you don't need to make any changes right now because you're just enjoying the life that you've built and created for yourself to enjoy. Or if you're feeling like you need to make some changes, either way, you should have those little energy givers in your life to keep you going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, if your body is having this reaction, you're feeling low energy, drained, a bit anxious, just because something was for you and really worked for you once doesn't mean that it has to forever. It doesn't mean that you have to keep forcing this thing to fit your life if it doesn't anymore. I will look at a workout routine, for example. Sometimes we start something new and it feels so good during that time, and we're super excited about it. It's giving us energy. I would say like lifting, in a sense. Sometimes, like this past winter, I was really locked in, like specifically on a lifting routine, like building strength, hypertrophy, all of that, 5 days a week. And it had been a while since I had really locked in, like in a gym routine in that sense, where I was being like super intentional about it and bringing all of my energy. And I was really excited about that. Right now, I did that for like 4 months. I'm not right now waking up being really excited to go lift. That's now not like giving me the same energy that it was anymore. And I think this happens in the summer too, when, you know, I want to be outside more. I don't necessarily want to be inside of a gym every single day. Like, that's just not the main feeling that I'm being pulled to. I feel a bit more drained if I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have to lift right now. Some days I still wake up excited for it, but I wake up with more energy to go outside and walk my dog, to go for a run, to get on the spin bike and listen to fun summery music. Some days I still wake up with energy and wanting to lift, but a lot of the time I feel myself kind of pulled in a different direction. Do what makes you feel good. You don't need to continue placing, like, keeping this one thing in your like as the center of your life just because it was really working for you at one point, because likely it will work for you again, and that's just the natural ebb and flow of life. So whatever it is, you know, workout team, for example, just a passion or a hobby. I think everybody who has a hobby, whether it's an artistic hobby, a musical hobby, a sport that you've played, like, you know that you've had phases where it's on and off, where you get really excited and that is your creative outlet and that is your emotional outlet. And then times where it's just not anymore and you're not wanting to pick that thing up. That's natural.
And that's the good part about having a hobby. I think that's what makes it really fun and like makes hobbies so valuable to people, is like, you gotta go to work every day. You gotta clean your house every day. You gotta feed yourself every day. Like, you gotta be, at some level, you have to like work out every day. There are so many things that you have to do every day to keep yourself going. So a hobby is just there to kind of supplement and give you a break or gave you some more inspiration or gave you some more energy. And obviously, hobbies can be a really big part of your life. You know, think of people whose hobbies are like running big races, or their hobbies are they love to surf, or they love to boat, or they love to do these kind of bigger, massive hobbies.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Or there are people who their hobbies are like, I love to draw.
Read.
I love to draw on my iPad. I'll just, you're done. That's like, you could take you 30 seconds. I love to read. I could take, I'm not saying I love to read. I'm just copying Caroline. Or re-saying what Caroline said. If someone says, oh, I love to read, maybe they read a whole book in a day, and the next day they read like 2 pages in the whole week. Mm-hmm. You know? They're still reading, but maybe they just didn't have the time or energy to do it that week when their baseline is like, hey, I actually read like a book a month, you know? Some days I finish it way faster. Sometimes it's way slower.
Yeah.
But it's still there for them, yes. You know?
All this to say that the way that you feel about something and the way that, you know, your body has these feelings and reacts to it, they can ebb and flow. It doesn't mean that something is totally not there for you anymore. You're completely outgrowing it as a thing. But it just might, you know, take different priority or create different feelings in your life. I will say, though, when it comes to your body reacting before your brain does, if you're in a situation in work, in a job, in a relationship, in friendships, where you have a negative gut feeling, you feel tense, your body feels anxious with like kind of no rationalization, that is something to listen to, because your nervous system is always ahead of your conscious mind. You always come out of situations. I know everyone has had this experience with friends where, you know, maybe they end up doing something really shitty, or their true colors show, things like that. And you're like, wow, I had that feeling from the start. I always knew that something was going to happen here. Or, you know, you kind of feel uncomfortable, disrespected in your workplace, or you always feel anxious or tense there. You don't feel totally comfortable. You push that to the side and you keep pushing through, and then something really blows up and you're like, wow, I always had this feeling. I always felt weird about this. I always felt kind of negative about this. That stuff happens all the time. So if there is a bigger situation in your life, like work, like a relationship, like, you know, a friend group, things like this that are like pretty central to your life and these bigger decisions, and your body is reacting in a way where you're always feeling drained, you're always feeling anxious, you're feeling really tense, and all of these things are coming up, pay attention to how your body feels in your day to day, not just what your brain is rationalizing, because there is a lot of truth to something not being right for you having these feelings without necessarily a specific explanation, but just based on the sense that you have this gut feeling and your body is reacting before your brain does. Sign number 3 that you're outgrowing your life is constantly craving a break, but never actually feeling rested. Every weekend, like, you're looking forward to the weekend. I need a break. The weekend is coming. And then the weekend comes and you still feel a bit anxious and you still feel tense. You never quite feel rested and excited to go back on Monday. You go through your whole day and you feel drained, whether you're in classes, whether you're at work. It feels draining while you're there. And then you get home and you still can't really rest because you still kind of feel like something is off, and you still feel heavy and you still feel anxious and you feel like you can never quite catch up. I don't know if anyone else has had that, but there are definitely weeks, months, times in my life where you just never feel like you quite catch up. No matter what you do, your energy always feels drained. So you're constantly feeling like you're craving a break and you're craving a reset. But no matter what amount of time you get or what you can find, you just never totally feel rested. That's not a sign of actual exhaustion. That's a sign of misalignment. Because if you're doing things that, even if they are physically and mentally demanding, they're aligned with you, they're not going to be totally draining all of your energy to the point of exhaustion. You might be physically tired. It might work your brain. But ultimately, it also feels very fulfilling to you in the sense that that balances itself out. And then, you know, you can get your rest, you can get your reset, and you're excited to go back and do those things. So if you're feeling constant drainage, that's not exhaustion. That's a sign that there's some misalignment in your life and you're likely outgrowing whatever this routine is and whatever these things are if you feel like you cannot catch a break.
So what's the solution there is to know that this is one of those five signs and then pick up a hobby or do something that is fulfilling. Make a change, add something, put more energy into something that you know will be more fulfilling. Again, it doesn't have to be 100%. You don't have to overhaul your entire life. Just one section of it or the empty section of it.
Start playing around with it. See what puzzle pieces you can, you know, add or remove. And if it makes any difference. We should do another puzzle. Yeah, we could do a puzzle. I don't really like puzzles.
Hayden, if you're listening to this, we're doing a puzzle next week.
I don't really love puzzles. But
yeah, but you do one annually now.
That's okay. Okay, so 1, 2, and 3. Number one, you don't feel excited about what used to energize you and you're feeling like you're on autopilot. Number two, your body is having a reaction before your brain does. And number three, you're constantly craving a break but never feel rested. Number four, I want to talk specifically about friendships and relationships and that feeling that you are just on a different wavelength. Your relationships don't quite feel fulfilling anymore. You feel like you're kind of faking it. You don't click in the way that you used to, or maybe it feels very effortful to hold a conversation, almost that sense that, you know, you're kind of an outsider again, you're kind of on autopilot or faking it again. And I want to be clear that when this happens in friendships and relationships, because it's so natural, people are growing at different times. Everyone is the main character of their own life. That's something that I've thought about a lot, is truly that every single person is the main character of their own life. They're a side player in yours. There's somebody that you know. There's somebody that you have a good friendship and relationship with. But ultimately, they are living their own life for themselves. Everybody has different wants, needs. Everybody is on a different path. And so when we feel these shifts, it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. And it's not something that we always have to take personally, even though everything to us as the main character in our own lives can feel personal. You know, no one has to be the villain in a story. There doesn't always have to be a person to blame or a reason. Sometimes we just shift, and sometimes relationships feel differently. And I'm sure we all have some friendships that have just gone in and out, and you've had different interests at different times. You've met different people and maybe spent more time with different groups, and then sometimes things come back together. Maybe you and a good friend are in different cities, so it's just harder to stay in touch and you feel like you're building different lives separately to each other. But then when you do spend time together and you do hang out, like, you just click, but your relationship is a little bit different. It's so natural throughout our lives as we go through our own growth and our own phases that certain friendships just don't match up with that time in our life anymore, and relationships don't feel fulfilling. And that's a very scary feeling, because it can feel personal. And it can feel like, you know, it just has this negative air to it. Nobody wants to feel like they're growing apart from friends or losing friends in that way. But it is a sign of outgrowing your life. If you're growing, and then the relationships that you had at that point don't necessarily feel fulfilling or don't click in the same way, you might crave more depth or more inspiration, just more alignment with certain people. Or you may pick up new hobbies and interests, and you want to find more people to include in your circle that can do those things with you. You know, a run club, people in workout classes, people who have a similar interest in, like, you know, work friends. And Catherine has so many work friends right now, and it's really fun. But, like, during different phases of your life, you might want friends for different reasons or friends that align with different parts of you, whether it's, you know, your work or your fitness or your hobby. Life.
I think finding like groups of friends or different friends at the hobbies or activities or things you do, like say you go to a specific gym or you go to a specific coffee shop and it's like, oh, people work from home there. And there's like, you always see this one person working at the coffee shop. Or you know what I mean? You introduce a group of friends, you're like, oh, hey, these are my friends. You another group of friends, oh, these are my friends from work. These are my friends from the gym. Like, to have different groups of friends, I think, is so interesting. One, because it gives you a break and it gives you different perspective and it gives you, having more people in different places is always fun, you know?
You're also not putting the pressure of friendship on just one person or one certain group. You can kind of disperse that a little bit.
And it also, that breeds so many different types of friendships almost, because the relationship that I'm gonna have with like my friends from college is a very different friendship than the people, than like my friends from work, than my friends from home, than my friends from here. You know, it's just different types of people, different relationships, and it brings out different sides of you, which I really like. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think, true. That's
different
so
people
important.
Align with different aspects of you. Mm-hmm. And so it can all feel like yourself, but you might be like a slightly different self with different people just because they draw that out of you. And it's like the way that you guys
exactly.
click is different than the way that you click with somebody else.
But that's also interesting because the way that you feel in a certain group, I think, speaks volumes to those people and just that friendship. So the friendship that you feel the most like yourself in, spend more time there. Because I did that. I found a group of people here that I'm like, oh my God, I feel way more like myself with my friends like from home than I do with certain other groups of people. And so I started putting more, instead of them being like side character friends, I started putting more energy in like thinking of them as main character friends. And then it became such a better friendship and more even more enjoyable experience. And now like, these people are some of my main friends, some of my best friends. I enjoy spending time with them the most. And it's so interesting to note how I felt in different friendships. Not saying that I ever felt bad in other friendships. It's just that once you are in a friendship or in a certain setting, whether it be lifestyle, whether it be your friends, whatever it may be, noting how you feel and whether or not you feel like completely like yourself, or even like, oh my God, I never knew that I have this personality trait, or like that was so core to me. It kind of shows you who you actually are when you're in these settings where you're either really comfortable to feel more like yourself, or other people in that environment is bringing out aspects of you that you really enjoy about yourself.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to explore that and to even know in this kind of topic of signs that you've maybe outgrown your life, outgrown your friends in this scenario, is noting how you feel in relationship to yourself.
One additional thing is don't ever let ego take over. Don't ever feel like, oh, I've outgrown this person. They've stayed in the same place. I'm better. People mm-hmm. are constantly growing and flip-flopping, and it really puts it into perspective when like the way that you feel right now, you have no idea where you're going to be in a few years. You have no idea where this person's going to be in a few years, how things are going to shift, what changes in life are going to come. So it's never, ever, ever a better, worse scenario. It's we're on the same wavelength right now. We're not, because, you know, that makes it natural. You never, no one, like I said, has to be the villain. You never have to completely cut people off when it's just truly this feeling of like kind of being on different pages right now, because you very well might be on the same page again in the future, or they then might be on a page ahead of you and you want to look to them for inspiration and advice. Like, things change and flip-flop so much that it doesn't mean, hey, I feel like I'm outgrowing this right now, I'm better. Not that. None of that. My mom was actually telling a story the other day that like one of her best friends from college, who's like one of her best friends now, she was talking to me about how they, after college, were just kind of in different places and lost touch and were not that close. And she was like, I wasn't even in her wedding party, because in our 20s, we just weren't that close. But now, in the past, you know, 20 years that we've had kids and been adults, like, we're totally you know, we grew closer and now we're absolute best friends. And she's like, oh my God, why did I not have you in my wedding party? Why was I blah, blah, blah?
But I love when they joke about that. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe you weren't in my wedding party.
I can't believe you weren't at my wedding, but it's like
X, Y, and Z was in my wedding party. And like, we never talk anymore. Yeah. Like,
but because they never let it be bad blood, because it was just this natural, hey, we're in different places in life. They then were able to get back onto the same page and figure that out. And so all that to say that, like, you just don't know what your future holds. I see so many stories of people being like, oh, I went to college with this person, but we were always just like mutual friends. We were never close. And then we ended up in the same city in our 20s and our 30s. And then we got really close. Like, you just don't know the different ways that other people are going to ebb and flow and grow. And that's kind of an exciting thing too, because you have all of these people. And even if you're not absolute besties right now, there could be a possibility in the future when you're in the same place or when you have the same interests. So friendships not feeling fulfilling anymore is definitely a fourth sign that you're outgrowing your life. The fifth and final sign that you might be outgrowing aspects of your life is when you feel like you've grown and your life hasn't caught up. And this is a very frustrating feeling. You've evolved mentally, emotionally, you know, physically, in the sense of what you're doing and your habits, but your life still reflects an older version of you. A lot of the time when we get really excited about something and we feel like something is meant for us and I want to be this type of person, we might evolve mentally and we might be there, as in, like, I see this future for myself. I see this person who I can be. But, you know, your actual life circumstances might not align with that. There's always a buffer, because it's not like I decide that I want to be this person and I snap my fingers and it happens overnight. Like, no, those actual larger changes comes when you start living like that, when you start actually, like, having that sense of self-belief, and then opportunities come to you and slowly things actually shift to the point where maybe then you have a different job, then you might be really embedded in these different hobbies. Maybe this lifestyle that you dreamed of is now actually, like, your day-to-day and what you identify with. Those things happen over time. And so there's always this buffer zone of having evolved mentally and seeing this person and this version of yourself that you want to be, but your actual life still reflects an older version. And there can feel like there's this conflict between those two versions. That's very frustrating. And that's a common feeling of, like, I know good things are coming next, but they're not here yet. And that's really frustrating that you're still waking up every day in this one life when you see something different for yourself. I think that's where most people get stuck, because it becomes frustrating and then you revert back and you don't stick with the path and keep moving forward. If you're having these frustrating feelings of, I know I am more, I want to be more, I'm starting to be more, but not everything has caught up yet, that is when you need to stick with it. Because being able to get through those times of, you know, wanting a different job, but as you're applying and as you're building those new opportunities for yourself, you have to keep showing up in the one that might not be super fulfilling for you right now. You have to do that. If it's, I want to live in a different city, I want to get out of this college apartment, I want to get out of wherever I am right now, and you're looking for those opportunities and you're saving the money and you're building the lifestyle for it, you're still waking up every day in that place that you might want to get out of. That happens. That's what's frustrating, and that's when most people get stuck. And those are the times that you have to trust yourself and trust the process and keep moving forward. And so you get to a point where then the life change externally catches up to where you are internally, and then everything clicks, and then you're aligned, and then you don't have these negative feelings anymore that you're outgrowing anything, because,
and then you just,
like a caterpillar, you shed it and then the butterfly flies away.
You know, I'm gonna support whatever you say right now.
So maybe you're listening to this and you recognize some of these feelings as things you're experiencing right now, or things that you've experienced before in different aspects of your life. And now you know them to be those signs to look out for, that even though they might feel like negative feelings in the moment, they're an indicator of these greater positive things happening for you. And you got to shift your mindset, and you've got to manipulate some of these things to make you feel better in the moment and really embrace these changes that are coming, because change is one of the most inevitable things in life. It's always happening, and being able to embrace it and navigate it rather than kind of being boxed in to just one thing and getting stuck in life. Like, that is such a superpower that not everybody has been able to unlock. And I think that it can be challenging. And so if you are growing right now and you're outgrowing certain things, embrace that. It's exciting. It means that you're moving forward. And we always wish that on all of you guys. We wish peace in your day-to-day life and, you know, consistent growth towards everything that you want to be. So hopefully Girls with Goals, the podcast, and hanging out with us is a step in that direction for you. We're so grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're not already following us on Instagram, follow the podcast account at Girls with Goals Pod and our personal accounts, Caroline Kinnean
and Catherine Kinnean. And it's always linked in the show notes below, so you can just click on over. And we will see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.